Good morning, everyone. It's Pasuk Yisdaf Zachlamet Tes in the fourth perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Chesel Mebeis. Hamuda Hano Mechaveiroi V'nichnis Levakroi. Okay, we have a situation where there's someone was madar Hano from his friend. V'nichnis Levakroi. We'll see in the Gemara, the more it discusses who asked who? Who's also over here? V'nichnis levakrei. Okay, and so there's a biker cholim here. He comes in to visit him. The Mishnah says, "Oymid, it's only mutter to stand. Avlo yoshev. He can't sit when he does this biker." Okay, and we're going to be focusing on the first half of the Mishnah here. Mishnah talks about Oymid Avalo Yoshev. Okay, because of the Isser Hano, the Mudr Hano, that's why he's limited in how he's going to make the beaker. Only standing, not sitting. Okay, Lomazan the Gemara. Zok the Gemara B'maya Skinan. Right? What are we dealing with here? And the Gemara is going to deal with the two possibilities over here. That who's Asur? Who asked who? Was it the Mevaker asked the Chayil, we'll call him? The Chayil can't have Hano? Or possibly the opposite, that it was the Chayil who had made this Neder? Is zot the Gemara? Ibn Ichse mevaker asurin al choylen. That if the mevaker was the madir, and if the choyl is the one who can't have hano because of the neder, asks the Gemara afilo yoyushiv nami. The Gemara is going to ask a mono shochov. Whatever the case is, we don't understand the difference between oymen and yoyushiv. However, the Gemara says that if we're talking about that the Mavaker, the visitor, was the one who made the neder, and he answered Hano on the Choylem, the Gemara's kasha there is, Afilo Yoyishiv Nami. Yoyishiv should also be Mutter. Now let's see the Ram, right? That means that the Gemara understands why Oymid's Mutter. And the Gemara's asking that I don't see a difference between Oymid and Yoyishiv. As Dr. Ran on top, Yibshibi Shinich say Mevaka Asun ala Choyla Afil Yoyishiv Nami. Dr. Ran, the Oymid my time or Shorusle. What's the reason why Oymid is Mutter? That we could explain. We could explain why Oymid's Mutter. Mishum the Mevaka mitzvah the Nav Shei Ovid. That the Mevaka is doing a mitzvah that the nafshei lechem is a mitzvah that he's mechuyev in. Unihi the chayle meshani b'meila. That granted that the chayle is nena, but the hano is a meila dika hano, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, we'll have to come back to explain, but let's just read what they're saying. So,
previous cases, the Ran used the word grama. And here he used the word memela. Are grama and memela the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that in a moment. I just want to just read through the Ran, then we'll come back. The Kivin Shekain, Zok the Ran, being that we just explained, we understand why Oymir is mutter. I feel Yoyshev Nami Islam Mishmi Haitaima. That we don't understand why Yoyshev is any different, that Yoyshev should also have the same reason to be mutter. Now let's go back again and hear how the Ran explains why Oymid is mutter. Now what is the Hano that we're dealing with over here? So Pashas that the Hano that we're dealing with over here is the actual beaker itself, the visiting that the chayler receives Hano from someone coming to visit him. On that, the Ran explains that's understood that should be mutter. Why? He says that the mevaker is mitzvah denav sheyovit. But that's shori. Now it would sound like he's saying that the mevaker, he's mechuyev in biku cholim. See, he's coming to do his mitzvah, and this that the cholim nene is only a dover memelo, and that's why it's mutter. Right, which in Acham, right? It would seem to be saying that it's a gromo. That's the basis of his heter. But the truth is that we have to really just sleep from the beginning over here. That why over here would we consider this only a grom mitzvah than avshei? Man, like it would sound like we're saying here that you know that the choyl himself is just the lulav here, that he's you know. He's. I have my mitzvah to do bigger cholim, right? And you know, you happen to just, you know, just be mele being nene, but that's the chor a little hard to understand because, of course, the guf hamitzvah is the mahana the cholim, right? You know, he's not just a chayfet shel mitzvah. I would think, right? So the mitzvah is to give him hanoah. So it's not like I'm doing my mitzvah and I'm not really, you know, my intention is not to help you. I'm trying to help myself. And you happen to be nene. A little hard to understand like that.
Tell me the Me'iri says that it's a lashon of that the mitzvah bikachom is to be mesameach
l'chol. Okay.
So it I think it strengthens your question.
Yeah. I mean, regardless.
You're supposed to be.
It would seem that it's a mitzvah bin al machaver. I mean, that's what it is, right? That's you know, you're doing something for him, whatever, right? Whatever exactly in big chaylim, whatever you're doing, but it's for him, right? That's the chaylim, what it is. So,
is there anything to do with the das of the one who's visiting? That his das is to do a mitzvah, and his das is he's not focusing on giving hanah to the chaylim, he's focusing on doing his mitzvah.
So, but even that, according to what we're asking, if that's what the mitzvah is, so it's hard to separate the two things here. Right, and as the mitzvah is requiring to give that person hanok, but you know, aside from that it's also.
I mean, that's why he says mamela and not groma, really.
Yeah,
I mean, a groma is where you do something and then something else happens from it. You didn't directly do it, you mm-hmm. know. The korban, the kohen does a hakrava, and he's now has a sharyas in kudshin or whatever. But one causes the other, is not direct. Here, the hana is what he is the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not a grumba, it's just a mamela. Okay. So we have a question of how the mamela works, but it's saying that I think that's why it's not exactly called a grumba. No?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That might be.
I mean, by mitzvah tzedakah, we would not say such a svara. And it's about a nani who can't afford food, and you have a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. But if he's mutar hana from you, you wouldn't say, "Oh, mitzvah ka'avid."
Right. That's what I'm trying to understand over here. That you know that how to understand this mitzvah denafshe and you know the right.
And his hana is mamela. There's a difference between mamela and grama, and he's after using the word mamela here, or did you see that somewhere?
That's my own thing.
Mm-hmm. See, but that would mean according to that is that we really don't need a grama, right? In other places, right? Because if mamela, which is not quite a grama, is also mutter. So you know, when we talk about grama, maybe just the classification, but not because we need it to be removed. Right, that much. Otherwise, you know, then it wouldn't help over here. Tough. Right? Okay. So, but you could say, but you're saying, then there's the classification. I'll call upon him. This is a mamela, and that's a grom. Mm-hmm.
Did we have that? This doesn't apply by tzedakah mafurish or not? I don't remember.
Well, I mean, we see the situation where the guy can't afford food, and he can't directly pay his bill. Right? He has to do this whole thing with the kibbutz.
Right. Uh-huh.
I was learning it from that, but.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say maybe he wasn't a real ani, maybe there was no real mitzvah in that case. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think that would be a good raya. Yeah. So did anyone have any insights on this part of over here, this part of the Ran? Mitzvah, anything to add to this?
I'll suggest something, but I don't know if it's true. I mean, because we were learning that the mitzvah is either to be mechazik the person, or to, you know, that he should have a refuah, or to actually give him a bracha for a refuah, mm-hmm. something. All of that is a hana to the chol himself. But perhaps you could say that the mitzvah is also that you yourself, the mevaker, should have a rachmanis. And there's a, you know, I mean, like the Rambam says, it's better to give tzedakah many, many times, a little bit many, many times, because it gives you a regilis in giving tzedakah. Perhaps you could say the reason the person's being mevaker chola is that he should be, you know, margil himself in rachmanis.
So again, if we just said it doesn't apply by tzedakah, and the mashal you're giving is tzedakah, and that makes it difficult.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay. There's a question. You might have an answer, but that's a question.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. See, the difficulty over here is to separate, you know, the mitzvah from the hanoh. See, even if we were to say, let's say that the purpose of the mitzvah is for the giver, right? Let's say that's true, but the guf hamitzvah, you know, what is he doing that's causing him,
the rachmanis, it's because he was mevaker.
Right, you know, right, they wouldn't, you know, if again, right, you know, if the chel was just the, you know, a cheer, you know, probably wouldn't accomplish that, right? You know, if he looks at it like that, right? Yeah. Okay. So this is the on the muscle region of the Ran. Someone has a further insight. Akoponim, the Ran does tell us that the Gemara understands, right? I mean, that's definitely what we're saying. Whereas Kachas Yeshiv Nami, that means that the Gemara understands that the possible Hanoda that the Chayla might be having, excuse me, from the Bikur, that we could explain, that Hanoda he's receiving is Memela. Now, the idea of Memela is that it's not related, and we're able to weaken the relation between the giver or the mother and the mother, and that's the basis of the heter, that you know, we don't see it coming from him. That's the idea.
I would assume that most people that make the darim against that somebody can't get hana from them or they usually aren't on best of terms. I would just assume that he might not even bring so much simcha to the chayla to see his enemy walking in to be mevaker. Maybe that there's not so much hana there. I don't know if that makes sense what I'm saying, but
whatever it is, you see from the Gemara that, you know, Svara, that if he does make a nether, he means to exclude, but the Bikur Cholam, I'm interested in.
Please, that's only Ula.
Okay, but that's a Svara Hapucha. I mean, whether we say that or not, but the Matthias.
No, even Rava would hold from that svara, or even Shmuel would hold from that svara. It just holds, and that's not shot in the Mishnah.
Right, that's true.
Because he holds that shot in the Brisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We see the same, you know, applying to the sun also, by the fact that that also shows that it's you know, that's not the union.
You can ask about the son's welfare, but he can't visit the son in person.
Right.
And what do you see that?
That it's not talking about the relationship between the person that's Asher Bahama and the person making the nether. It's talking about whether there is a Hama being received or not.
Okay, it's a good point, I guess, in the technical technicality of what's happening over here. But you know, as we see right from the sugya, that there apparently there is the ikur hano of a beaker. At this point, there is maybe in hemshach hasugya. And we'll see what the hanois are. Maybe that's not what's being discussed. But at this point, the Gemara is talking of, the Ran tells us that the hanoi of the actual beaker itself, the Gemara asks that there should be no difference between Oymid and Yeshiv. Well, so why does the Mishnah say that only Oymid is Mutter and Yeshiv is not Mutter?
What is the main point of beaker chol? I've seen some of Rashi say to daven for the challah, and some of us should say to make sure his needs are taken care of.
I heard that if to be yotze b'ker cholam, you have to make him feel good. Just make the cholam feel a little good, and you're yotze.
Yeah,
is that right?
Where did you hear that?
I heard it from someone last week.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So,
Rabbi Harazi.
That was in a shir?
No. I was speaking with.
Okay. That could be all of the above. Yeah. So the Moraz is asking a question over here, and we're trying to understand what's the difference between Oymid and Yeshiv. If we're talking about that the Chayil is one who can't have Hanom, so we can understand why Oymid is Mutter, as the Ran says, that the Hano won't be more than a Mela, and that's why it will be Mutter. But if that's so Yeshiv, the same thing's happening. Yeshiv, you also have the Svara of Mitzvah Denavshei Ovid, and the Hano is Mela. Zof the Gemara, that I b'shenichsei choyla asur al hamavakar, now we have possibly the other way. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking on the contrary, that it was the Choylem, he was the Madir over here, and he asked the Mavakir. On that, the Gemara asks the other way. If that's the case, I feel Oymid Nami Loi, fret the Gemara, that we don't understand why even Oymid should be Mutter. Now, this side of the Gemara, when we learn the Gemara, we don't understand what's Bechal Lehano. Right? The Choylem was Madir, the visitor, right? I mean, the visitor is giving an answer to the chayla. What hano is the visitor receiving? So let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. V'iv shenich say chayla asu amavake afilo oymed loy. Zok the Ran. Shaharinene bedrisas haregel. The Ran tells us that what's the hano that he has? Drisas haregel. Now,
can this be understood that because, let's say, like it's hot outside, you want to go inside to be blocked from the sun, or it's cold outside, you want to go inside to get some, warm up, or it's raining, you want to go inside and not get wet, or it just drisas haregel, like you're walking through, because normally drisas haregel means walking through a shortcut through the backyard.
Yeah, right. Okay, right. That's the question here. Okay, so you are preempting the question. Okay, right. Right, that's what we want to understand. What is the Drisus Regal? Exactly like you're asking me. Drisus Regal we had in the past. First of all, Drisus Regal Samaz is Machloikis, right? And even Drisus Regal, which is also right, like that we saw, is that you're gaining something.
Is that Machloikis of Vitor?
Right. Right. So what is the Drisus Regal over here that we're talking about? Now, what you're saying, that sheltering oneself from the elements, that's usually not referred to as drisas haregel.
But I think that's the hana he's getting by going inside. That's what when I read the Gemara, that's what I thought, but I could be totally off.
Parshas is going to visit, so
that's not the reason.
But he's getting hanah by going inside.
It's not called normally Jesus regal, but rather
warming up. Said it's cold though. When
the Gemara talks about that, it's referred to sheltering, right? You know, face, you know, chamne cham, and then the sinna
at sinna. You can't walk into a shul just to get protection. If the base measures, you can't walk in unless it's considered you're misusing the
machnum. Right. It would sound like over here that the drisus regel that he's talking about is something which always is, and you know if it's just the sheltering, then you know it depends on the situation. So this drisus regel, exactly, it sounds like it means that he's binena from being in the house. I don't know exactly what that is there. Anyone had an idea what this piece of regal is?
Well, Pashtus, if he can have a gnaw from this choyla, and he walks into the choyla's dalet amos, or into his
house,
yeah, his room, whatever he is, then he's over just Jesus El Regal to go walking into his space. He's not, which he wasn't allowed to do.
But we want to know what exactly is the hano that is in this Jesus Regal here, right? I mean, it has to translate into hano, right? That was the Isseris, right? So just you know, walking into his space, if it doesn't translate into hano, so why would that be also?
Well, the hanoah would be that he's there now in the makam of the chola,
and he has pleasure from being there,
from being in that space.
Yeah,
I think so.
What? How would you describe that hanoah?
He wants to see the chola. The chola is right there in that room. I walked into his presence. I feel good that I'm here now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got to the choyla. You're seeing him now. You're in his area.
I don't think that's called drisa haregel. Drisa haregel means you're just walking with your feet.
Right, you walked with your feet into his room.
I don't think he would say hana leo sim hachola. He doesn't say that. He says hana drisa haregel. It's something to do with the feet. It's something to do with the walking. It's something to do with entering into the place. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe, but that's it. I was also a little bothered by what Rabbi Yoel says that wouldn't relate to the drisus regel so much. Right, drisus regel. Akoponim, the Ran definitely tells us that's what the problem over here is drisus regel. Umishum mitzvah less lay lihisanuye me yisura. And now the Ran explains that the reason why the Gemara has the kasha over here is that he's coming to do a mitzvah. Umishum mitzvah less lihisanuye me yisura. That the fact that he's doing a mitzvah is not a reason to be mad at this hano. Now, what he means to bavon, possibly he's bavon the mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu, which we had in previously, and on that the Ran is saying that mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu is not going to help us not going to be matter the drisus regel. Now why not? So. Possible reason for that is that we, I don't know if we saw this yet, Lehedya, but we heard about this idea that there's a shayla that what does Mitzvah Havlahonas Nitnu, that svoro, what hano does that take away? What hano does the Mitzvah Havlahonas Nitnu talk about that it's not nechshav hano.
If somebody's not allowed to get hana from a certain esrog, is he allowed to shake the esrog for the mitzvah?
Yeah.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
This would be more of an example if a person can't get hana from someone's house and the esrog is in an air conditioned house and he walks into the air conditioned house and shakes the lulav. Is that considered hana from the air conditioning, not from the shaking of the esrog? Right. I mean, that would be the closer example.
So that's possibly. So what you're saying is that the Jesus HaRegel doesn't relate to the mitzvah at all. It just happens to be that he's having hana at the time of the mitzvah. It could be that maybe it is closer related, but the answer to that might be the fact that hana is haguf, right? Mitzvah al-Nasanirun is not a matter in hana is haguf.
You're saying similar to when you're usher in sukkah, you're madir a sukkah, even though the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah would not be a hana, but there is hana that would come from the actual physical sitting in the sukkah.
If there would be something. I think the Ran talks about this. We'll see later a little bit. It's the negela. It's got a tefila, right? Tefila in a mikvah, right? It cools a person off, so the mitzvah is what he's doing is just to be matar himself. But if there's a physical hano which comes along, such a thing like that, so then is not a matter in that.
And how would you hold on hechsher mitzvah? Say you're mudar hano from a rock that you use to sharpen a knife, and now you want to use that knife to sharpen your knife for a milah.
See, according to this last thing, what we're saying, I thought that mitzvah is nitnu. Just think for a moment. Possibly, if Mitzvah Lav L'Hanus Nitnu says, let's say that the kima of the mitzvah is not considered a hano, and this hechsher is just enabling me to be mekayim the mitzvah, then that could possibly, I could hear that goes into it. Right, were we to say that the only hano that I have from the sharpening is the fact that I could be mekayim the mitzvah, that's what I have from the sharpening. So if the actual mitzvah itself is not nechshav hano, so being machshir this keli to do the mitzvah, by the same token, should not be considered a hano. I could hear that. Okay, so we just discussed this Ran over here, that the Ran tells us, and this is important to keep in mind when we're making the cheshbonis of this scenario, that in this scenario the Gemara says that I don't understand the difference between Oymen and Yoshev, that even Oymen should be Oster, the Gemara says over here. And the Hano, I'm just speak out for a second, right? Just to get it clear, what I'm saying, the Hano over here is Jesus HaRegel. Zokter Ran Mitzvah is not going to be matter such a thing. So therefore, when we're dealing with when the Choyla was mad the Hano from the Mavaker, when the Mavaker is coming in, there's Jesus HaRegel. That's the Hano that we have to deal with. And then that thing we're asking, then we don't see why it should be muti, even Amir Oymid. Yeah.
I think Yoshev is much more hana. He's tired on his feet. He gets to sit down. But even if you sit,
that might be true. But is the issue over here more and less, or just hano? Right? And as long as there is hano, right? That's, you know, that's the problem, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. That afilo emid nami, that seif kol seif. You know, there is the drisus regel. However, you understand what drisus regel means, but the emid also has the drisus regel.
Right, but I'm trying to say that there's so much more hanover sitting down. You're able to relax. You know, to get off your defeat without hurting.
But would that help us?
Maybe that's hanover that the Mishnah says is aser. But the little bit of hanover, drisus regel, the Mishnah says not aser.
But why talking that? Why are you talking that?
Well, of course, you have to know what drisa regel means.
Okay.
But there's many reasons. Like, I mean, even there's matter we said before that vitor is even mutter. So, I mean, drisa regel is much less hada. It's easier to find a svar why it should be mutter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure vitor is really applicable for this kind of drisa regel. The vitter we talked about there was in a bika. People who don't live. It's this field. Here you're talking. Nobody's a vater on somebody coming in their house.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's probably true. That is probably true. Mm-hmm. Right. But the drisa seregel, whatever you know, the hano is right. There's definitely a poda on it. That's definitely true. We're just grappling with understanding exactly what's the hano about being in someone's house.
That question is still there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So akoponim. So we're standing right now. The Gemara is asking Monoshoch. Well, we don't understand the Mishnah, which makes a difference between Oymer and Yoishiv. We don't understand. Right. And the Gemara's question is that if the case over here is that the Mavakar asked the Choyle, so Zok the Gemara, then everything should be Mutra. The Gemara is asking. And if the case is the other way, that the choyle was the one who was mad the mevaker, then it should always be aser. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, Omar Shmuel lo olam shenich say mevaker asurin al hachoyle. Okay, so Shmuel takes this direction. He says that we're talking about where the madder over here is the mevaker. The choyle can't have hano. Uvumokum shenit nischal yeshiva and nischal al hoamidu. Now, Shmuel's answer is as follows. The question the Gemara was, is that Afil Yoshe should be Mutter. On that, the Gemara is Shmuel's, the way that Shmuel's answering the question is he's saying that in Ochanami, were the Hano to be of the actual beaker itself, is that you're right, that it should all be Mutter. Mitzvah Ka'ovid, and the Chelis Me'el Mishani. The hano that we're talking about is, like we had in the previous Mishnah, schar. That's the issue over here, is that this is something, we're working with something which is a chargeable service, and he's not charging. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And therefore, we'll see the problem in a moment, just and therefore, that were one to take the charge, then it's mutter, nechnami, right? That's what should follow according to this. According to this first step of Shmuel. Uvamokum shenoitn schal yeshiva im noitn schal al hoamida. Now this Gemara sort of
if somebody does a service and you pay them for the service, you don't appreciate and thank them for what they did for you, even though you're paying them?
Well, the issue is what do we consider them that they gave you a hano? If you paid for something...
My heating system's broken in my house and a plumber comes and fixes it. I pay him a lot of money.
Right.
I'm still very appreciative. I got a lot of hano. Now my heat's working in my house. He helped me. He gave me a hano.
See, so you pay for the hano, right? So what...
Because I pay for it means I don't get hano? I got hano.
No, you got, but you paid for it, right? See, so he wasn't mana, you bought it, right? Whereas if you go to the store and you buy a product and you pay for it, would you say, you'd probably also thank the storekeeper, right, when you leave. But you wouldn't consider what you received as a hano if you're paying for it.
But here we're speaking specifically of a mitzvah, right? Again, we said that if you're selling a store product, so we said you'd have to pay cheaper or more, right? And paying the fair value wasn't good. But here we're talking about that there's a mitzvah involved, So there they didn't usher it unless there was some type of external hama. Right?
So.
And again, it's not saying that a plumber can come to the house and fix your pipes. It's saying that a mevaker chola can come and...
Mutar hanog, it makes a mutar hanog, and then you can't get enough from this plumber. The plumber can still come and fix your pipes if you pay him.
So this mission doesn't say that. I don't know, maybe there's another mission that says that.
I'm asking everyone. In that case, it would be mutar?
So that taka might be dependent. You have to see how that weighs in with the buying and selling, that sugya over there, how that works as far as a in a service. That's a good point. I didn't think that through. I would have thought so, but now that he mentioned that Gemara, we have to just run it through. Run it through the processing from that sugya, but I would have thought, yeah, right. That if you're paying for the service, right, and that's what seemed to be that really was the this is nothing really new now, right? This really is similar to the sugya of limud that we learned previously, right? The same idea. Right over there,
the sugya of what?
Of limud atari malamdai, right? That's more also made into an issue of schar, right?
And if I remember correctly from the footnotes, is that this is specifically dealing because it's a mitzvah and it's a memela hana. Right?
Okay, so the truth is that you're really right that. Well, let's just start from that side. The question that you're asking, right, really shouldn't start, because even before the Gemara discussed the schar issue, that was what we spoke, that whatever hanor that you're getting is a memela. That's true. So the question really should never have surfaced.
What does the word memela mean?
Whatever it meant, but however we understood it then, it didn't become more schwer now.
I didn't understand it then.
Okay, fine, but it's not a new question.
We don't say that. Well, he's getting money for doing it, but the mainly you're getting hana, you know. I mean, we don't say that when he's being mavatar on the money, but he's not really doing it because of that. He's doing it, to do the mitzvah, right? So we don't say that's memela, getting mahama.
So he's answering a question I'm not sure that you asked yet, but. But Shlomo's comment to speak through is that let the memela take care of the hanor of the schar also.
Thank you for saying that.
Right?
That's
what he was coming. So let's see if that question bothered us at all. Right? Does that bother us at all? Is that a memela? Is that a mitzvah ka'ovid? And
I think the word memela gives the impression to me, in my mind, that it's like almost like a sick ratio. It's memela going to happen. It's going to happen like automatic.
Well, I mean, definitely the context the Ran is saying is, I believe, is the opposite. He's saying it's merely a memela, right? Isn't that what he's coming to say? He's trying to explain why it's mutter.
But
it's,
grama is removed, but memela is automatic.
It might be automatic, but the idea is that it's not direct, right? That's what we want to have, right? So the fact that it's definitely going to happen, that's not a problem here, right? We just can't have a hano that should be a direct. The memela is considered, it's not a direct hano. So therefore, the association is something which is affected here, and that's the basis of the hetter. Akoponim, But
just seems,
yeah,
I don't know if this answers the question because I got a little distracted.
Just remind us which question are you
I'm not sure. That's right. I thought that people were asking about suggesting that the sitting should also be mamela, perhaps because you're really just doing an extended Bikur Cholim. Were people saying that, or they were not saying
that?
I
don't remember such a thing.
Make fun, then never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people who
okay, we'll see.
What
maybe
was the
Sfar
to say that the
up.
Sitting should be mamela? Was that suggested?
The Ran...
No, from the sitting...
Ran, that was the Ran saying,
should be included in the mamela. No.
Isn't that what the Ran had the Ran explain in their first Gemara? The Gemara's question was the same way Eimed's mutter, so Yeshiva also should be mutter because of the same idea. It's still covenant and mamela.
Oh, okay. But here we're talking about where he's doing till Sfar.
Right.
When
and where he's taking where you can get schar from Yeshiva. And we were saying that also should be a mamela, that's what we were suggesting?
Yeah. I mean Akapanim, that was the question that I believe Shlomo was coming to answer. Right? Now so what do you think about that question? That wouldn't have bothered you. Such a question.
No. Well, explain to me another question again, so that I know what question we were saying. I got a little confused just now.
The question would have been that let the same Mimela, which is matter the Hanov, the Bikur itself, let that also be matter the Schar.
Okay. And that, how does Shlomo answer it?
So I think the difference is that the Bikur is the mitzvah ka'abed. And schar isn't a mitzvah. We don't say this schar of mamela by things that are other than mitzvahs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said it a little bit differently. That you see the fact that you can charge for it, that's no longer part of the mitzvah.
Right, but that again... We're trying to contrast it by doing a different service that isn't a mitzvah, right? In other words, right? In other words, if a plumber came and did plumbing and got paid for it, right? It's not mutter because he got paid for it, and it's not considered a hana.
It's not mutter, it is mutter.
It is not mutter.
It's not mutter.
Right?
It's also...
It's the Mishnah specifically right. Telling us in a situation where he's doing a mitzvah, so the paying is asr, right? But the mitzvah, we say that that's a schar mamela, right?
The paying is asr...
Right, they're not paying.
They're not paying is asr, right? Whereas what?
If a plumber came and did plumbing work for you... And we don't say that that's mutter, right? In other words, the
even
hamal,
if you pay him,
right?
Yeah, is that okay?
I think that's what I saw in the footnotes. Is that it wasn't special? And again, by the fact that the Mishnah is using this case, you know, it would seem to indicate that. But I think that's. I'd have to look at them. I don't even.
Okay. I mean, that's the Mishnah is really coming to say it the other way.
Reverend Weinstein was assuming
beforehand
that
that would
be
mutter.
Reverend, you were assuming that.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming,
but. If you have a plumber come to fix your pipes,
even though you have a matter that he shouldn't do anything for you.
Right, but you're paying him. So you're paying for the service. So you're paying for it so that it's not a problem.
Right, I mean.
If he fix your pipes for free, and you normally charge, that's for sure.
That's right. That's what I'm just saying.
So let's just assume that Shlomo's right for a second. How does that answer our question? Meaning you can't pay a plumber because he's giving you hana even though you paid him. But here...
It's a mitzvah.
Here, because it's a mitzvah, if he would pay him, it would be okay. That's what we're saying?
That's what he's trying
to say. And now it's only because he didn't pay him.
That's what he's trying to say.
Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's all based on an assumption that we don't know if it's true.
How does that, again, answer why it shouldn't be part of the mamela? How does that answer that question? That was the original question.
You're saying that the fact that you were saying that the fact that you paid for it shows that that's not part of the mitzvah. That's what he was trying to say. The fact that you will.
The fact that you're on pay shows and it's not part of the mitzvah, and he's saying that it still is part of the mitzvah?
You can't charge for a mitzvah.
Right. That's what I was suggesting. I mean, I wasn't suggesting. I would think that was the way it was mashma. I don't know if I exactly was saying it that way, but I don't know. Maybe you can charge for a mitzvah. I was going on what the Ran was saying, is that the Ran seems to say clearly that you can do the mitzvah with just a short in and out, by standing. And the sitting, you don't need to sit in order to do the mitzvah, and therefore you can charge for sitting. And that's the way the Ran speaks it out, right?
He didn't say it about short. That was
he does say it later, but okay, he says yisha later. But let's say even in that way, he says you can do the mitzvah standing, and you don't need to sit.
Right.
And therefore you can charge for sitting.
Right.
And that's the way he speaks it out, because
right.
you don't need that for the mitzvah.
Right.
Maybe you can charge for a mitzvah. You know, I don't know. He doesn't say you can't charge for a mitzvah. But he's saying that because you can do the mitzvah standing, now you're sitting, you can charge for that.
Right.
That's what he's saying. So that shows that it's not, he understands it's not part of the mitzvah. The sitting is not part of the mitzvah. It's something in addition to the mitzvah. Because you could have done the mitzvah standing. Now you're saying, maybe you're saying not that way. You want to say, no, it's still part of the mitzvah. It's just you could have done the same mitzvah with less. You did the mitzvah with more. That's what you want to say? Not like me?
But it doesn't mean I'm right.
Okay. I
hear. That's how I understood it.
Mm-hmm. So now you're saying you're still doing the mitzvah sitting, and the whole reason... So now again, you still don't understand. So then say that the charging is... the fact that you forgave the charge is just memela. You were really just doing the mitzvah. And how do we answer the question? How does forgiving the charge create a problem?
Once there's a dollar value involved, and you're saving money, then once it's money, that's clear enough.
Okay, but Shlomo wanted to say that the only reason the forgiving makes a difference is because here it's a mitzvah. Meaning, if you would have a plumber, and you paid him. That you can't do. But that's what he wants to say. I'm speaking in this answer. We don't know what the halacha is with that. But I'm just trying to understand this answer. His answer is that if it was a plumber, you couldn't even pay him. Here, if you would pay him for the hana of doing the mitzvah, it wouldn't be a problem. And it's only because it's a mitzvah, and he did it for free, now it became a problem. I would say... in the svar hafucha, you should say because it's a mitzvah, the memela should work, not work. I'm just trying to understand what the answer is. I mean, I don't know. Did I not understand?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. See, I mean, I think that, I mean, if the question was that memela should help for the schar, right? So the fact that there's a mitzvah over here, I'm not sure if that is addressing that yet. Right?
Can you charge for a mitzvah?
I mean, you are, right? That's what we're having over here, right? That's not the question.
Can I read the footnote here?
I don't know if this is totally clear.
The visitor may stand with the patient despite the netter because a visit is not a direct benefit. For a visitor, for the visitor performs the act for his own purpose to fulfill the mitzvah of the sick. The patient's benefit is purely incidental to his purpose. This is viewed as an indirect benefit, and the rule is that where one's intent is to perform a mitzvah, he is permitted to provide benefit to the subject of the nether.
Okay, this is all explaining that ran upstairs, right? That's what this is.
But he seems to say, I don't know how medaic he can be in an art school, but he seems to be saying that this is specifically a mitzvah related.
He's explaining it in this point of the Gemara, or he's really, this is explanation is what the Ran said before. well, the first again, step of the
Gemara. I think it's first step, but well, I don't think we're being chozer on it now.
No, we're definitely not. We're definitely not. The question just is that when that see we're dealing with, I think what we're dealing with over here is that when one is paying for a service, the fact that he's paying, does that therefore say that there is no hano? Because you know he's paying for it. That's what the issue was.
So we're dealing with two separate hanas.
Right.
So mm-hmm. If you pay for a hana, the payment isn't considered a hana, right? Because you're paying for it. Right, it's only the vitor of the paying, is it?
Right.
But the other hana that you're getting from the gufa davar, that we're saying is mutter because it's indirect, right? Because the person isn't doing it to give you hana, he's doing it to do the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah.
Okay. So like we said before, I mean, this the Gemara is not really dealing with this directly, and what we want to know is that in the case when you would pay. Let me just think, Taki, if we have...
Right, so again, in the case where you would pay and it's a mitzvah, that's clearly, right? That's what our Gemara is dealing with. That's right. Mutter, right? Because right. The paying is not hana because you are paying for what you're supposed to be paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And the mitzvah is an indirect hana because it's a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to do it.
That's all true. What we want to know is that when you are paying for it, do you need to talk about the fact that the actual hano is memela? That's what we want to know, because of mitzvah. Maybe once you're paying for it,
so again. I would say Badik is that the Mishnah gives a case of a mitzvah.
Okay, so that's a Dik, you know.
Right? Yeah,
right? You're deriving that, you know. So that doesn't seem to be the point. So that's why it's, you know, it's dependent on whether one could make such a Dik or not. And it could be that maybe you brought a ride from that sugya before that maybe you do see something like that. Right, just we'll have to have just look again, see how that plays out over here. Okay, let's see. So Zok Shmuel, that we're talking about in the case that the cholim is the one who can't have hano, and as the Gemara said before, that there is no hano because it's mitzvah ka'ovid and it's memela. So therefore, why is it also by yeshiva? The answer is that it's a schar issue over here. That by yeshiva, schar could be taken, and the mavaka is not taking the schar, and that's why if you're not taking schar. In a situation where you could have taken schar, then that's awesome because the hano is the schar. On that, the Gemara asked my posko, and the Gemara answers, "Hokamash melon the afimok moshinoit in schar al hayeshiva boy lemishkal al hamid leboy lemishkal." Let's see the Ran. Let's see the man who explains the Gemara over here. Right?
The word boy really means mutter.
Mm-hmm.
And low boy means usher.
Yeah. I think in this context, that's what it would mean.
Usually it doesn't mean that,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Let's see in the Ran, and when he explains, and we'll see how he words, this line in the Gemara. So the Ran. Okay, we're right now learning the Ran, the third Devar Hamaschil, the Afil of Mokshnet and Schal Yeshiv, nearly the Hachi Pirushai. So the Ran, that this is how I understand what the Gemara means to say. Now the Gemara references Minaga of places, right? The Gemara talks about that this is the type of place that they take schar for yeshiva and not for Amida, right? That would seem to sound like that there's a that there's another place that would do differently. Zokteran. Nili hachpirush. Dika duchter shehechmir al atzman shlelit al schar afil miyushivu. Afa pishehu mutter. Zokteran like this. And right, in the Ran, we can already sense in the Ran that the Ikar Hadin, the letter of the law, as far as taking schar for Bikur Cholim, is as follows. Amida, one cannot take schar, and yeshiva, one could take schar. The understanding of that is based on the fact that a mitzvah, something that you're obligated to do, it's not your choice to do it, so you can't charge for that, right? Because you're not in control over here. You can only charge for something that you're providing the service that you have the choice not to. But if you're regardless obligated to do something, so then you're not the one who's in control, and therefore you can't charge. So the mitzvah of Cholim is obligates one, but what a kind of performance is the mitzvah machayev? So amida is sufficient to fulfill the obligation. Yeshiva, to do a yeshiva, that's something which the mitzvah doesn't obligate, and therefore one who chooses to fulfill his mitzvah by performing a yeshiva is doing something more than the mitzvah's mechayev, and therefore he could charge. He could charge for that.
Is it a better type of bigger cholo if you're sitting down? Does it make the cholo feel better? Does it help the cholo? Does it enhance the mitzvah?
Yeah, I would think that mitzvah definitely is enhanced. So I think that whatever is being done, we'll see in the Ran, as the Ran goes on. But I would have thought that, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, the mitzvah is coming out better and more. However, that was your choice. If that was your choice in it, so that, therefore that's chargeable. But the bare minimum of the mitzvah is not your choice, now that you can't charge. Now that's the ikar hadin. However, it's also around that there are places that they don't charge for yeshiva either. They don't charge nor for amida nor for yeshiva.
In that place, it would be usher to charge for yeshiva, because that's what most people don't do. It's like it becomes it's on each person in that place to charge for a yeshiva.
I'm just wondering whether you know, is it an isser or maybe it's more intrinsic. In other words, what would you say that amida, on charges for amida, is that isser? Is that the root of it, or it's just not chargeable? So like, you know, like it's gzela, like, you know, if you take money for such a thing, right?
According to the Maskana of the Gemara, right?
According to the Maskana,
where it's saying that that even a place where you're allowed to charge for yeshiva, right? But says that you're not allowed to charge for amida, I think.
Right.
Well, it doesn't really say you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to.
So, Rav Yoel was discussing like a sort of an advanced question. He's talking about that's why we started that before. He's talking about in the place where the minig is not to charge for yeshiva. So he wants to know, is that osur, right? So what I was mentioning let's look about amida, right? Amida everywhere you can't charge. Now is that an isser? So I was saying that I don't think it the root is an isser, right? It's a monetary issue that it's not chargeable. Now one who charges for something which he doesn't have the, you know, it's not chargeable. He can't charge for some such a thing. You know, it's probably, I mean, the isser is gezel. I mean, I can imagine a person we know would be, charging for water at the water fountain, Right? I mean, so, yeah, it's awesome to do that, but it's getting, I mean, but it roots in the gezel, right?
Again, we're translating the word boy as mutter, right?
Yes.
So that's how we did it, right?
Yes.
So we're saying that, Kamash Milan, the Akba Makam Shanotan Schar Ali Yeshiva, boy, excuse me, Akba Makam Shanotan Schar Kamal Yeshiva, boy, lemishkel, you're permitted to take alamida lo boy lemishkel. That's not a din of nadar, not a din of tzedakah that you're not allowed to take. Now, when we extend it to
what does it mean with tzedakah not allowed to take?
Means monetary. He means monetary. It's a monetary law. It's not a
okay.
He used the tzedakah wrong.
It means
what? It's a question of
beker cholim, I mean, not tzedakah. Right?
It's a question of whether monetarily you can allow it.
I don't think I heard what he was saying. Listen
again,
to that, what he's saying.
That it's saying that for Biker Cholim, you're not allowed to take schar. Not that it's an easy gazela if the person says, okay, but I'll pay you anyhow. It says here that that you're not allowed to take
when you're standing.
When you're standing, right? In other words, even in a place where they allow taking schar for Biker Cholim, they only allow it for yeshiva, but they don't allow it for amida. And therefore, right, that's Hilchos Biker Cholim.
So, I mean, you understand, let's even back up to something which is a marshal. Like we learned before, right, that on Limud, Chukim Mishpotim, right, Mani Bechim Afto Bechino. Right? So, there's like a special Isser over there, maybe. Sounds like if someone charges for limud haTorah, he's over the iser of mani bechinam. Is there such a halach like that in other mitzvahs? I don't recall such a source like that.
So again, I believe I have to again look in the notes, and again I have two places. I believe that the question is: does that extend to other mitzvahs? Right, but again, without that, right? Again, we translate it as mutter.
So the truth is that I mean, if once we're opening up the topic, so then even boy doesn't have to be mutter, right? You know, if that's the issue, if that's the starting point, then we could review what boy means, right? If that is what's the question.
I don't see another possibility.
Right, well, whether you have the ability to charge. Not a question of mutter, but is it chargeable?
I mean, I know that Rabbi Davis, again, I don't remember it so clearly.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
But
what did you see?
He looked on the rush in the sugya here.
Oh,
and
yeah?
He talks about that it's a bizui mitzvah, right?
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Okay, let's see.
And I think he was machalik. The Tosfos, he had a different something like... Let's see, where is the rush?
The Nirikim of Vazan Mitzvah's Beaker. The Ramas Alamid, the Lobay Lishku.
So there it is.
By Amid.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Very good. I see the Rosh. The Rosh Taka sounds like it's a. The Rosh is saying something taka differently than what I was explaining. Right? It sounds like it's more like a halacha that a mitzvah you can't charge because of the bizui. Mm-hmm.
He quoted also the Tosfos, and it's a different flavor here. But the kevan the mitzvah who the yesh lo lasos bechinam. So.
I see, right? You're showing me that the Rishonim are explaining differently. Now, the truth is that we were looking for the Ran, how the Ran paraphrases the words of the Gemara. Let's see if we could see how the Ran translates the boy, right, in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a good point.
The Ran is the word Shari and Lo Shari.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Shari means mutter.
Right. So you're right. So that would seem like that other than what I was saying, it's not a question of the ability to charge. That's how I was explaining, but you see the Rishonim seem to say not like that. Right? It's not necessarily something that intrinsically is not chargeable. It's more like something that it's mutter to charge and not mutter to charge. Right? Similar, like some kind of source that it's not proper to charge for something which is a mitzvah, right? Which is iser v'heter. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see the Ran. Let's see the Ran again. Okay, so we start with the Ran, and the Ran is saying, nearly the hochi perushim, little schar, film yeshiva, afal pi. That's on the phone, skip the long note. Hochi perushim. The ikaduchti, there are places, shechmir latzim shloy, like little schar, film yeshiva, afal pi shehumutr. There are places, they don't take schar, not only for amid bidim, for yeshiva, they don't take schar, even though the ikaradin is mutr. Mishum the mitzvah speaker, dai lo be amidim. Mikradin, why is it that Mikradin one may take schar on yeshiva? That has to do with the fact that the mitzvah does not require a yeshiva. One could, the bare minimum of the mitzvah could be done with an amida.
That's like in parentheses, those words, right? He's trying to say, he's giving the reason why you're allowed to take money for yeshiva, but he's in the middle of talking about the ikaduch that they don't take money, but he's explaining why it would be mutter al pi adin.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, but these places over here, they don't take even for yeshiva. So these places, they're machmar latzman. Machmalatzman means again, right? Like you're saying that really, they it would be permitted to take a schar for yeshiva, even though on amida not. What's the difference? The difference is because the mitzvah could be fulfilled with amida, doesn't require a yeshiva. Now the Ran doesn't really tell us.
It's like a gezera.
More than that.
It seems like it's a gezera.
Okay.
The reason they were machmir is because they're afraid people will come to take money for amida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the whole. The chumra is all based on. That's when they have no problem with you taking money for sitting down. Even the chumra people, the chumra is just that they might come to do and even take money even for amida.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they don't make any difference in. It's difficult, maybe for people to have different conditions for different things. So, right, but it's like you're saying, it's to protect that schar that will be taken wrong, that will be taken wrongly, namely on amida. Now, uvoisa mekoymes ben emi ben yoishiv shori. Now that we're saying that these places they don't charge at all, so in these places they don't charge at all. So the truth is in the Chanami, the halacha of the Mishnah would not be true, because being that the schar, the hanover here is not taking a charge. Well, in these places, a charge is not that taken regardless. So therefore, by not charging, you're not giving me anything. As far as that's not a hanoi, it's not getting anything. You can't in this place. You don't charge anyways.
So there's no intrinsic more hanoi when you sit by the chala than when you stand by the chala. The only thing is that you would have gotten paid and you were michael the payment, and if you wouldn't have gotten paid anyway, it's not an issue.
Well, I'm not sure if that was necessarily so. Maybe there is intrinsic hanoi, but with that, we explain it. That hanoi is memela.
It's not okay. More hanoi for yeshiva than there is for amida.
Well,
but it's not okay for the sugya, right? That's what's
no, it's memela.
We said the memela by the amida.
What do you mean?
The The whole reason
the Moras Kasha was that yeshiva should have that heter. So the Moras saying you're right in the Chanan, right? So as far as the Hano, yeshiva has that heter.
Even right? If it's a greater degree of Hano.
Yeah, that's right. If the point is that it's memela, right? So memela is whatever the degree of Hano is, but it's all memela.
Yeah, but memela shouldn't work if you do more than necessary.
Why you say that?
But it's a makom she'ein lo
kum sa'ah. Why do you understand that like that?
Because the whole memela is working that you're doing a mitzvah, and since you're doing a mitzvah, your kavanah is for a mitzvah. So.
You still are l'cho'oira. If you would ask me, I would think that
you're doing
still
a mitzvah plus.
No. I mean, this is how you be mekayim the mitzvah, right? And as a person could do the mitzvah, and it's all mitzvah, even though that the mitzvah wouldn't require him to do this like that, right? But he wants to do the mitzvah in this way. You know, you have the mahadrin, the mahadrim, and the mahadrin.
Right. The fact that you went and you did the mitzvah.
So it doesn't mean that it's not mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah. But you did more than necessary.
Okay.
Once you did more than necessary, the extra, if you gave extra hanah because you did more than necessary, that extra hanah should be forbidden because it's
mitzvah. But it's back to the same cheshbon that it's mitzvah ka'ovid. That's why he's doing it, right? It's mitzvah didei and it's memela.
But it's not absolutely necessary for you to do this.
That's all true, but I don't see why it should change as far as the mitzvah they ka'ovid and memela. That's what I would think.
I mean, where do you see that doing the minimum is mutter and doing more than the minimum is not mutter?
It says a few places, Efshur B'Mamida, even the Rambam says Efshur B'Mamida. The whole concept is if you're doing yeshiva, you're doing more. So.
But that's talking about if the Hama is the visitor.
So I'm trying to say that.
No, we're talking about the Osa Makomos, the Shari, both in Mutnion, those places. Other places, you have that.
In the place where they don't allow anybody to pay, then it's Mutnion for you to stand or to sit. But I was trying to say that it must be that sitting doesn't give the person more hana. When Weinstein says no, sitting does give the person more hana. So then I don't understand why it's mutter.
See, the Mishnah makes a difference between Oymen and Yosef, right?
Right.
I mean, that would, I'm just thinking that that's really necessarily so. But I would think in the first step in the Gemara, right? Before the Gemara knew we're talking about Tzchar, and the issue of the Hano would be the beaker itself, it would sound like from the Gemara that when the Gemara asks, and that's how the Ran explains the Gemara, that we're not questioning that Oymen and Yoshev is all the same, it's the same Hano. It would sound like that we understand it's a different Hano, but what the question just is that the same reason why we could be matter the Hano of an Oymen, we could be matter the Hano of a Yoshev also.
Even if it's more
Hanukkah,
because it's also
Mamela. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. That's
true.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hear. So right now we're milling the Ran. Okay, and the Ran is setting us up that in a place that the Machmar Latzma and they don't charge at all, not for yeshiva either. So in such a place, yeshiva would be mutter, right? Because that's what we're explaining. That's what's mevur in the Gemara. The first step of the Gemara is that if you're dealing with the Hano itself, then the same heter that you have on Amida that you have on yeshiva. The only possible difference would be schar. Therefore, in a place that they don't charge for yeshiva, so there's no schar issues. Therefore, everything's mutter.
Well, we shouldn't permit it because then they're going to do it even in the other place. If we allow it here, then they'll do it over there.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Well, how come you're not afraid that if you allow the people in this duchta to do it, then they'll do it another duchta? I like that.
But let's hear out the question. He's saying this place over here, they're machmir. because of a possible iser which will come out. Right? Now let's just see here what that means. That means that but this is discussing mitzvahs birkei cholim, right? So the way they conduct themselves in birkei cholim is that they don't make any difference, and they don't make any charge, and that's because they're concerned that it might come out, so someone will charge for an amida. Now your question is that in this place, let them be choshish in a scenario of a mudr hanoah, that maybe someone who's visiting the town and he sees that over here that
they allow yeshiva even by mudr.
So you're saying that chumrah was also l'day kula.
Then they're going to go to the next town over there. They do charge for yeshiva, and they're going to still say, I was in that town. I saw yeshiva's mudr from mudr.
Okay, so what would you say to such a question?
I would say that they could have made such a gzera, but we see that there are mekomos that didn't, so obviously they didn't make the gzera. You're right, if you were on the council in that town, you could have made such a gzera, but we see that there are places that didn't make the gzera, and therefore...
No, my question really
he's
is...
He's asking, I understand what you're asking is that their chumrah is a chumrah da'asi le'kula.
Right.
Let's ask like that.
Wait,
see,
when?
That, well, that because since they're machmer, right, their chumrah is they don't charge. So now, because of they're not charging, it comes out a kula in their place. So now, a mudr hanoah, right, could even sit. Right? That's what comes out.
Okay.
And fine, that will be okay. But Rabbi Yo is saying is that now someone from a different place that they were not machmer said by them yeshiva is taka osir, right? Like we see in the Mishnah. So this place over here they're trying to be machmer and their chumrah is also de kula because their chumrah which creates a kula in their place which is okay, but it might cause a michshol in some place else. That was his question. That was his question. Right? So what would you say to such a question? So that's really what he's saying. You know, if you're trying to be machmir, what you're doing is really a chumah that's also a day kula. That was his question. So what would you say at the board meeting if someone would bring this up?
They're in the discussions there of Hilchos Biker Cholin, right? Not in Hilchos Nadara, right? The chance of an Akimta where a person's going to get confused and have a problem in the Nadara is,
No, really, we have Amishnah. Amishnah says you can be Omid, you cannot be Yoshid. I don't know why we make any exceptions to that.
Well, I'm not following. Where are you? What happened?
The Mishnah said, "Amud and Amach Avera Venichlas Levacha Omer Vlod Avolo Yoshim." That should be across the board. Just because in this city they're machmer that they don't take money for a yeshiva, it doesn't matter. The Mishnah made a halacha. The Tanai made a halacha. Lo plug. You can never be yoshev when you're once the Mishnah says a halacha. Omer v'lo yoshev, we're going to start making exceptions in this city here, this city no, you have a halacha. This is the.
But there's a reasoning for the halacha, right? There has to be an explanation. I'm not finding so good where you're coming from. This was the Gemara's discussion. We're trying to understand that why is there a din in Yoshev? The question is that even Yoshev should be mutter. That was the original Gemara's question.
Right.
Now, we want to understand, give some explanation to the halacha. So on that, the Gemara says that schar is the issue. And therefore the Ran says that if schar is the issue, so a place that doesn't charge doesn't in a chanami, it's into a mutter. That's what the Ran told us. Now and therefore definitely we're saying that our mission is speaking, that's really what that's what the Gemara is coming to. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now what's your question? You have a question on Shmuel's answer? That you hold that it's a zoyichek because that you're making the mission
on the Ran.
Was
the Ran tells us that in a place where they don't take money for yeshiva, in that place you're allowed to do yeshiva.
See, isn't that the Gemara? Isn't Shmuel saying that our Gemara is of a mokum that ain't not in schal amid and not in schal yeshiva? That's what Gemara says.
So the teretz of Shmuel is that the halacha of the Mishnah is talking about a specific case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore.
But he's doing two things. He's saying that the hanoah that we're discussing is schar, right? That's right. But right, why does schar make a difference? So on that, he's saying that because there's a difference between amida and yeshiva as far as charging, and therefore it would follow that in a place that they conduct themselves, that there is no difference in the schar than in a chanami, then they both have the same din. Right, that's what Shmuel's saying.
And the same thing either way, either to take money for both or not to take money for both.
Okay, so we're saying a place that the only option is not to take money for both. There's no option to take for both.
Right.
In a place that they're machmir and they don't take money for either, even for yeshiva. Such a thing, being that right. The basis of the iser is the mechilas haschar, so in a place that there is no schar, so there's no reason to aser. In Ochanami. So the Mishnah is speaking, uvemokin. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? So if you feel that limiting the Mishnah is a doichak, okay, maybe you'll appreciate the boy's aimer better. But
and would that apply only in cases where there's a neder involved?
Yeah, we're discussing. It's hano.
Yeah, in other words, not to take schar for amida or yeshiva.
No, I'm saying that's preliminary to the nether issue.
Uh-huh. So it's right? Nothing to do with the nether.
The nether is a result of whether there's a charge, because the hano, which is the problem of the nether, is the fact that one's being nether from not being charged when he otherwise would have been.
Uh-huh. So it's irrelevant of a nether here. It's irrelevant. Meaning that you can't take schar for standing, regardless of net.
Right.
And just to say the obvious, if the chola pays the mavakir, then it's mutter in all instances.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Fine. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Ran. Let's get the Ran over, because the Ran says something which we needs a little bit of explanation. So let's see how the Ran fears us. Let's see the Ran follows through. So we just said that there are places which we are not discussing, right? That they don't charge at all. Places that don't charge at all, so then everything's mutter. The difference between Amid and Yeshiva does not apply, and in those places in Achanami, Yeshiva is also mutter. Ela afil b'mokum she'ein machmir al atzmo. We're continuing the Ran now. Ela afil b'mokum she'ein machmir al atzmo. And even places that they're not machmir, and they only do letter of the law, right? The ikr hadin, as far as charging. So they would like to, they charge wherever they're allowed to charge. However, on Amida, one cannot charge. That's based on the fact that the mitzvah is requiring the Amida, at least the Amida. That's the bare minimum. Umishmochi posik tano vetoni nichnes lavakroi oimid. So this is how we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says right now, the Mishnah is telling us a set din. That the Tana tells us that as far as Bikur Chelim is concerned, that Amida, that is a set halacha all places. The Kula Duchti, that's, he could do it by Amida.
What?
And not charge.
Why are you not charge for Amida?
So it's because of mitzvah. We were just shown over here from other Yishayinim that the fact that it's a mitzvah, how does that bring to not charging, is maybe because of the fact that it's not proper to charge for a mitzvah. That might be as far as an iser taka.
But if you're sitting down, you're still charging for a mitzvah. Since you're doing more than necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, right.
But if it's a bizoy to charge for a mitzvah, why is that not a bizoy?
Because
you're charging with extra.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it would be. Right. So it's a good point that you're saying. That we'll see in the Ran. Let's see, the Ran does say something. Let's see. So we just spoke that the Tana is posik, and he's giving us a across the board halacha as far as the Amida. Any place Amida could be done without charge, because there is no Hano, because you can never charge for Amida, so therefore there's no Hano in the fact that you're not paying for it. The actual Hano. And that's what we said before. It's mitzvah kov, midach mil mishani. Avol yoyishev loy b'chol duchti. However, yoyishev, that already is that for it to be mutter is not no places. B'mokon she'emach min alatzman b'yeshiva. Like a mitzvah. In places... The makom she'ein machmin al atzmon b'yeshiva, places that they're not machmir b'yeshiva, and therefore they take schar, lek a mitzvah.
He doesn't mean lek a mitzvah.
Well, okay, we'll see in a minute. Right, we'll have to translate this. V'nimtza choyle chayev b'schoroi, that in these places they do take schar for yeshiva, so the choy really should be. Should have to pay him. And therefore, if he doesn't take the schar, he's being nene, namely from the schar itself.
Right? There's that's no what the mitzvah for the sitting part. He's doing a mitzvah bikur cholam, but the sitting action is not a mitzvah.
Now, what does the Ran mean with that? Right? Why is the Ran telling us that the yeshiva there is no mitzvah?
Because if there's a mitzvah, then the whole mamela thing will make it that it will be mutter.
I guess what I want to know is like a step before that when he says leka mitzvah, he says that does he mean that the mitzvah doesn't require that, or he's saying even more that there is the yeshiva is not fulfilling the mitzvah.
It's not part of the mitzvah.
Not part of the mitzvah, right?
I don't think that's
true. Right, that would seem to be a little bit difficult, and really, I don't see why it will be necessary for him to say that.
Sounds like he's saying that the yeshiva is not the mitzvah, the bikur cholim is the mitzvah. He's just sitting because he's doing the, that's part of the mitzvah. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to sit.
Okay. Okay, so that would sound like to me saying that the mitzvah is not requiring the sitting, and that's why it's chargeable. It's chargeable. Right? So let's say in the terms of the Rosh, that there's no bizoy on such a thing, which the mitzvah doesn't require that. Even though maybe today that's how you're performing the mitzvah, and it definitely goes into the mitzvah. But that is already dependent on whether the actual mitzvah requires that. That's where you have the bizoy charging for something which is intrinsically a mitzvah. But charging for doing something which is an enhancement in the mitzvah, that would not be a bizoy into the mitzvah. And therefore, the charge could be done. Now, once there is a charge, so if you're not charging, that's the Hano. You're being a nene.
You know, the whole time that we're learning this Omed and Yoshev, I'm thinking that a person, Omed is obviously a quicker visit. You're standing for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And Yoshev, in my mind, you're sitting because it's a longer visit. It makes me think of a scholar who has an aide. An aide is there, could be there all day, from morning to night. It's an aide, and right. He's getting paid. The aide is getting paid, but he's Yoshev also. He or she is Yoshev because he's there all day. He's helping the chola and feeding this, that, whatever it is, then sitting down a little bit. So Yoshev to me means a much longer attending, a visit. That's how I thought of it in the very... Yoshev requires... I mean, yes, you could come in and sit down for 2 minutes and leave.
Right.
You could. But in my mind, but derech klal, an omid is a quicker and a yoshev is a much longer...
Let's say in relation to the Gemara over here, right, that we're making a difference between the charge. So is the time factor make the difference?
So I'm saying that the yoshev is... It indicates a time, a much longer time.
Uh-huh. What does Oilam say about that? What do you hold? Shlomo, do you agree that?
The says somewhere the word aroi for omid.
Right. Quick.
Daroi, who it's...
That seems like the underlying svar between the chiluk, even if Lamaisa, after they made the gzera, they might have... formulated not on a time thing, but if it's a standing or sitting, but that seems the underlying reason why there'd be a chiluk between the two is a time factor, yeah, or a kvius factor.
So
see,
okay, so we'll try to get it to see that, but. But this is a point that we just want to see. Maybe the Gemara. See, we could even talk about this right away, right? When we talk about the Hanoas Habikur, it would seem to be like we're just discussing before that there's a difference between an Omen and a Yeshiv in what the Hanoa is. Now. Is that the time factor?
I think that you're allowed to be omid for an hour, and you're not allowed to be yoshiv even for a minute in the Mishnah. I don't think it's.
So you're arguing on that. You're saying
when the Mishnah says omid below yoshiv, I think it's physically you're allowed to stand for 2 hours even, but lo yoshiv you can't even sit for 1 minute. That's what the Mishnah says. I don't think anybody would argue on that.
Okay, but I think Rabbi Menachem is arguing on that.
What I'm saying is that's
the underlying reason of why they made the Gzera that way. Once they made the Gzera,
Before Gzeras, when you say which Gzera are you referring to?
Not charging for a Mida as compared to charging for Yeshiva, right? So the reason why they made the Chiluk is because. You know, one is typically a longer, more kavuadik. I mean, we see from the fact that McMurray says that that because he could be Mekayim the mitzvah. Well, no, right. Let me hold off on that second point. I don't know if that works.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're right. A person could stand for 2 hours.
It's permitted,
right? But
you can't be yoshev for 1 minute.
But the derech klal, that's not what happens. If a person's standing, he's not going to stand for 2 hours.
So you're telling me the reason they made a difference between omen and yoshev is because omen is usually short term and yoshev, and that's what some rishonim say. But once they made the rule, omen you can be omen for as long as you want. Yoshev you can't be yoshev even for a minute. I think that's partial.
I don't know. A person comes to visit for 2 minutes and he's yoshev for 10 seconds.
It's
Buddha,
no, it's aser.
Okay.
That's it. It's not totally a time factor. Once the Mishnah says it, that's that omid means omid, yoshev means yoshev. If omid is permitted, yoshev is aser. That's it.
Okay.
Does Rabbi Weinstein agree with this? I think it's a question.
Mm-hmm. Now there is what to think about maybe on a little different way of viewing it that even if we agree with this other line of thinking, that that Yeshev is the point is that Yeshev in the yeshiva lies something which is more than the mitzvah requires.
Right.
So now it's definitely true that when you're talking about time, there's also, you know, a time factor, which how much the mitzvah requires, whatever that number is. So even if you're doing the bare minimum as far as your position that you're standing, but it probably would be true that at a certain point of time, then you're exceeding the minimum of mitzvah even with standing.
We don't see that in the Mishnah or in the Gemara.
Maybe you don't see that, but I would think that in Svara that should be true. L'chaira, right? That probably should be true. I would think so. And therefore, it should be Noisenes, right? Okay, we have to know what where to go from here. But it should be, therefore, Noisenes, that an amida, a prolonged amida, at that point, if you're talking about the Ikar Hadin, whether you could charge or not, I would think that a prolonged amida at a certain point, you should be able to be charged. You should be able to charge. What do you hold
short? And maybe the converse of that would be that a short yeshiva is not chargeable. You're sitting for 5 seconds, I have to sit down.
Right, so actually,
is that chargeable?
We were saying there's two aspects,
yeah.
Right? There's how it's done and how long it's done.
Right.
So a yeshiva, being that a yeshiva is something that in the performance is something that's more than required, so even a 1 second yeshiva is doing more than the requirement, because you could have done that 1 second in an amida. Right, so yeshiva, the performance is always something which is exceeding the requirement of the mitzvah, and that's what, therefore, there will be something to charge for. A amida, the performance that you're doing, the position that the mavaker is, he is the minimum as far as his performance and his position, but there could be a time factor that will make that, right, that it's going past. Yeah, what do you say?
I don't see where we ever see where we ever see such a ruling.
Okay.
We have a flat ruling that you're not allowed to charge for Amida, it might be a good svara that a long Amida you should be allowed to charge for. That might be a good svara, but I don't see anyone.
So Rav Moshe R. Friedman said, I think it was basing on the Gemara later, it said, You can even 100 times. So it's some may have hung something. So he said, you see from here, the Chazal wanted Bikur Chol, you should visit for a very short amount of time. Visit for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Some people, they go, they Bikur Chol, they stay for an hour. They might not be doing it a time, but it might be a tear for the Chol. They're staying too long. You might be harming the Chol. So you see, Chazal Dafka, you see from the Lashon that it was short. It was short. It was quick. It was, because otherwise, even.
So we are you? Are you for or against? What are you suggesting?
I think that you're trying to say Omid longer can be even chargeable, and it's you're doing more than necessary. I'm saying Omid longer might be you might turn the mitzvah into a negative.
You're detrimental.
If you stood for 10 minutes and you say, before Shlomo you leave, you did your mitzvah. You stood for an hour, you always stayed. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's clearly dependent on the situation.
Right.
Like we see that an eight could be considered a beaker column here. That is charged and works.
I know
an
eight is there all day and all night.
24 hours a day.
Yeah,
I had to get paid. Yeah, obviously.
Well, I don't know if that's, is that called
Bikur Cholim,
or is that called being paid to be an
age?
Being an
age. So, so what does it mean, paid for Bikur Cholim? Bikur Cholim is is not only just being mavaker to talk, but taking care of the needs of, right?
That's more later.
Right? So what's the
name? Also, you see more from Rabbi Akiva, the story of Rabbi Akiva. I didn't read it so much, but you have to make sure that the tzrachim are taken care of, the needs of the tzrachim are taken care of.
Right. So if you're getting paid for it, so isn't that what the name is? It's getting paid to take care of the needs of a chola.
I don't think you call an aid bigger chola.
So what do you call taking money to take care of the needs of a chola?
Rabbi Weinstein is an aide who's being paid doing bigger cholam.
I can imagine it's a nice rhyme.
Can that possibly, Matt?
It's a good point.
See, when we're talking about yeshiv over here, which could be charged because the mitzvah doesn't require it, but if this yeshiv, right, whatever he's doing, you know, is the needs of and therefore the mitzvah would require it, that might be different. As a matter of fact, so that maybe that raises a little question, that maybe we need a heter for the aid to charge, right? We need a heter for the aid to charge. Yeah. Assuming that the aid is constantly taking care of the needs, so bikur cholim, you know, you really can't charge for. That's what would seem to over here. You know, maybe it's chabatolo. You know, we have to, you know, their heterim, but the actual bikur cholim, right? Maybe in a chanami, you know, a Jewish aid, you know, maybe have to find out how it works.
But he's doing more than necessary.
If that's so, possibly. I wonder, Taka, what... See, we're talking in this theory, like just coming to visit, you know, not necessarily taking care. That's where the yeshiva is, you know, that's... But someone whose purpose over there, he's on call to take care of the needs of the chayla, I would wonder, Taka, if he's doing... What he's doing is exceeding the requirement of the mitzvah.
You can always come up with he's being paid for, he could have been doing another job.
That's chabatol, right? As I mentioned before.
You even pay somebody who's returning an aveda, you pay him because of the time that he's not doing his job.
Yeah, I'm saying that. We might have to come on to a head.
That's how we pay people who are Rebbe these days, because of chabatol. It's all based on that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was the whole order. That, you know, we might have to tackle come on to other Ethereum. Okay, but I just want to get over here. Let's just get the akopanim to the stem shchad gemara. Okay, let's tackle speak out. Okay, so this was the first teres of the gemara. First teres of the gemara is that there's a difference in places, and our mission is specifically talking about a certain type of place. That there's a difference in how, as far as charges is concerned. There's no charge of Amida, no place could charge for Amida. And however, this place over here, that they conduct themselves api the Ikar Hadin, that whatever the letter of the law allows, and therefore they charge for yeshiva, and therefore were one to be mevaker without charging, then he's giving Hanoah to the Chayil. Right, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says Ibo Yisema. Now the Ibo Yisema, right? Granted, it sounds taka like from the Ran later on that this is Shmuel himself, right, answering an alternate, working with the same direction, right? Meaning to say that his direction is that the case, who's the mother and who's the mother, we're talking about in the Mishnah that the mother is the mevaker. And the mother is the chayla. The chayla can't have hano. And we just discussed the first answer. And according to the first thing, we're limiting the Mishnah, and according to the Ibay Yisema, Zaktimara, that this halacha will apply even in all places, even in a place that they don't take schar at all. even for yeshiva, so we according to the first side of the Gemara till this point, Shana, if you don't charge, so then there's no hana. On that, the exact Gemara Ibay Yisema that even in a place that they don't charge at all, nevertheless that yeshiva is awesome. Zot the Gemara Gzera Shema Yishe. I'm sorry. Where am I? Ibay Seima, right. Kidab Shimon ben Allah El Yakum, Gzeru Shema Yisha Bamida, Hochename Gzeru Shema Yisha Bi Yeshiva. That the Gemara says like this, that yeshiva is an osur, even though they don't charge. However, that there's a Gzeru Shema Yisha Bi Yeshiva. What happens if they're Yisha Bi Yeshiva? So Yisha Bi Yeshiva, even in such a place, apparently there is a charge. And therefore, one would be Nanem from not charging. Let's see that in the Ran.
Well, Yisha means you stayed longer than necessary?
Mm-hmm.
How long is it?
So the Rishonim don't tell us the numbers over here.
How long is necessary?
Like I'm saying, right? This I don't know. Maybe if you could find it in the Poskim meal, they'll give you the minutes.
12 minutes. Rishonim
don't tell.
Before you can charge for.
Shema Yishav Yishav Yoyisim Mikdehat Tzorich. Right. Ufchiyah Gavna. I'm reading. I just jumped into the Ran. Into the Ran over here. Well, I'll start from the beginning again, right? Let's start from the Hochi Ka'omer. You see, Hochi Ka'omer the Ran. It's in the second line of the Ran. Hochi Ka'omer. Dina Masisim Kul Duch Dis. You see in the Ran where there's like a daf membez on the base in parentheses?
Yeah,
so immediately after that, Hochi Ka'omer. Dina Masisim Kul Duch Dis. And this is what the Ibay Yisema is saying, not like the first way the Gemara went. That it's a specific place. No, the Dina Mishnah is applies all over. Even in a place that the machmal atzmak, so they don't charge at all. And there, you would have thought if they don't charge, okay, fine. So then there shouldn't be any problem
with the just memela.
Right.
This carries to that far.
Right. That's never changing that. And Avada, you're right. That were we to just deal with the Ikar Hadin, there's no Hanok, because there's no charge. So there's no Hanok by not charging. However, in yeshiva is Osir. It's Osir to do yeshiva on any you can't do yeshiva. Because of Exer Shem Yishu B'Yishiv Yoyisim Dei Atzarech Uvechi Agav Nuh B'Kul Duch Duh Les Luhu D'Mebir Hochi El B'Loy Agro. So on that, the Ran says that there is, that even in places that the Machmer Alatzim not to take Schar, but that's only as far as the time factor is Kefi HaTzarech, and that just their production, the way the performance, is with yeshiva, that's where the Chumrah is not to charge. But if the issue over here is an extended, obviously a positive experience, that so then there is a charge.
He says a funny lashon. He says, "Less lula member hachi v'lagwa." You should not do it without being paid. It's like. If you don't get paid, you're doing something wrong, he makes it sound like.
No, he won't do it without getting it.
No, that's not what he says.
Where do you see that?
The first wide line, Les Lehula Meber Hachi Belagu, you should not. Doesn't it sound like that to you?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're getting paid for staying longer than necessary, and once you get paid for staying longer than necessary, if you marshal that payment, which. Whatever.
Right. That's what we're saying. Right. Now I want
to
see the next line over here. Now, so we just found out something like this, that we have something that is really not is not chargeable. However, because of a time factor, that could become chargeable. And that's what Gemara is saying. And that's the issue over here. It's also to do any yeshiva, because it might turn out, you might end up doing a yeshiva, which is also, right? Which is, you're not charging at all. And in a yeshiva, it's possible that even though you start out with good intentions, that you're gonna do the yeshiva in a way that taka doesn't require any payment, and therefore there's no hanah by not paying. But being that, you know, if you overstay your visit, then already it becomes chargeable, and by not charging this nisur hanah, so Chazal asked a yeshiva at all. Now the Ran asks, well, if that's so you tell me, in this place, really, Amida and Yeshiva all the same, right? That they don't charge for anything. However, you're concerned about an extended. So once a problem, concerned about extended, so then Amida should be the same thing, right? That let's be concerned that granted. Now, so what do you see from the Ran? I see from this Ran over here is that in Amida, we've discussed this before, I think, that an Amida, you could have an extended Amida, which already, you know, is chargeable. The Amida is not considered letter of the law. Right? Therefore asks that the same way you make a gezeira by yeshiva, make a gezeira by amida, answers the Ran, the kivan shach masuichan la'amad, the ishle hekeira. There's no gezeira, because since he's standing, which is not the optimum position of bikur chaylim, so there's a heker. So he's on guard, looking at his watch, you know, that he shouldn't overstay the amount of time that the Rav told him, you know, how long he could be there if he's standing.
But if he would, Taka said longer.
Oh, right. Right. You see over here very, very clearly, right, that in the Namida, right? So when we thought that that the Mishnah says that Amida is no problem, in the Chanami, it doesn't mean that you could stay as long as you want. Because once you exceed the
Kedei Tzorich,
I don't think so, because the Ran is really saying this to ask a question. So if it had to do with Ibai Yisema, and if it's possible not like that, then he wouldn't have said it in the first place. So if he's asking a question based on this, that means that you see it's a Dover Pasha to him, right?
So
I think, I mean, unless you want to say that was Nischadish in Yeshiva, okay, I didn't think so. I think we all understood that the idea of extending your yeshiva, and now that becomes chargeable, is that something that was in this Hadish in this Gemara's Teretz over here?
That's what I thought.
You're right, but is that more being Mechadish, or is more being Mechadish that we're Geyser, any yeshiva ought to that? Right? Okay, so I have to know what is the point of the Chiddush? If what you're saying, you know, is true, that the Iker Chiddush over here is that an extended yeshiva is chargeable, then you're right. Then maybe, you know, we can't send that to other places, just in at this point of the Gemara. Right? But it's still true that we have a point in the Gemara that definitely, even though the Mishnah is coming to Aser, right? In other words, we're coming to say that Mishnah applies by all places, nevertheless, the Amida that the Mishnah is matir is an Ochanami. It's a limited Amida. So we shouldn't be walking away from the Mishnah thinking that Amida is mutter as long as you want in Ochanami. Right? So you have these two factors. That is the way it's being done, but it's also has to do with how long you're doing it. So even if you've been doing it in a way which is the minimal requirement, which is an Amida, nevertheless, one who extends his Amida, that already is past Right. That's past the bir mitzvah, and that's already.
But they made it zera by yeshiva. You can't do yeshiva a short amount of time. Up to you might come to do yeshiva long enough.
Right. Since there's no hecker, there's no hecker there. Right. Well, there's hecker. Right.
The way the Rebbe's understanding is that when he's staying longer, it's a continuation of the bikur cholim. It's just not the ikur mitzvah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't think that the mitzvah itself stops.
Because I sort of understood it, maybe not correctly.
Yeah.
But that it was that, okay, he finished the Bikur Cholim, he did his tzarech, but we're worried that he's going to sit around and, now be doing something else. Right?
He brings in this thing about charging money.
Right. So he's doing something chargeable, maybe doing his taxes afterwards or something, right? But in other words, I just practically, in other words, if there's a mitzvah to stand there, a Bikur Cholim is 5 minutes, so if he does it a minute less, he's not Yotze, and if he does it a minute more, he's over on the no chart. I mean, it just seems just practically how that would work would seem, interesting. Like get the egg timer, the Chazanish share, and then, shoot out.
What you're saying
is, while he's saying, hey, look, you need coffee, you need tea. Okay, while I'm here, let's do your taxes. You haven't done your taxes this year, right? That's how I sort of more understood it, but I don't know if that's,
Okay, I hear. Yeah. I did not understand it like that.
Right.
But I hear your horror. Right? I mean, definitely according to the way I'm understanding. He's there with the stopwatch, right? to some degree, and he got his psak from his rav, what the time is, and like the man is saying, he's being aimed, so therefore he's on guard, and we can rely that he'll keep to the time frame. Since he's doing the same thing as someone who's not mudr, so that's the concern that he'll get carried away and he'll overstay the bare minimum. Right. Now, I mean, it could be that in Achramik, like mentioned before, I mean, the situation also has a bearing on what the requirement is. It's not maybe, it's not necessarily a set, right? I mean, the set time might be, there's nothing going on, so all you're doing is just like the visit, the appearance in front of him, that might have a set amount of time. But based on whatever else is going on, that might also have a bearing on the beer. The bir mitzvah. All right. Okay. But looks like it's got late over here, so we'll have to hold over here. Yeah. So that the Ran tells us that lahalacha we are choishish for this ibayis ema, the chumra in ibayis ema, and therefore the halacha applies to all places, even places that actually Taka don't charge for yeshiva, but because of this gzeira, that we're afraid that he might be shoye, and if he's shoye and he's still not charging, that will be giving hanok.